Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Let's bring in to Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Justin Jackson. Justin, good afternoon.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. Doing all right, man. And we're playing some of your highlights from your days as a Terp. And before we get in now the transition to being a professional player in Orlando with the Magic, how fast did that 2 years at College Park flow by for you?
Man, it really flew by just because, like, I had such a great time. It's a great environment. Fans were great. A lot of love and support from the coaching staff and the academic staff. And, you know, it was just an amazing environment. So, like, it felt like a second home. I got really comfortable there. And it was a shame those 2 years came up so fast.
Let me ask you this. Everyone assumed, Justin, that you were going to be going to the NBA one way or another after your sophomore season. How tough a decision was it, however, in the end, to leave and not come back, especially given the fact that your sophomore year was abbreviated by an injury?
Honestly, a lot of people may have had an idea, but to be honest with you, it went down to the wire to, like, the last minute with me. Like, this decision was so tough just because of all the factors that played in it. Made it very difficult, but I had to talk with my coaches and my family, and we just decided that this was the best move for my future.
Now, Justin, how did you feel like, and what did the NBA people say when you were at the combine? Were they encouraging you after what you did in your performance there? Were they encouraging you to come out, or were they encouraging you to go back to school?
They really try not to push or lead you any one way, but I showed that I was very confident in myself and my skills. So when really they just tell you that it's your choice, just try and make the best choice for you and your family, and really, most importantly, yourself, just making the right choice.
How did you do at the combine?
So I wasn't able to participate because I'm not cleared to play until July 6th, like do contact and stuff, so I just did a few interviews.
Now, Justin, for you making the transition from college to pro, it's a difficult transition for most people that do it. And given the fact that you haven't been cleared to play, what do you do to maintain at least a level of sharpness before you can actually display your basketball skills on the floor again?
Oh, I mean, I'm in the gym every day, three times a day, you know, working out, doing shooting, a lot of shooting, weightlifting, getting my shoulder strong again, a lot of rehab stuff. So I've been working, ever since I got the clear where I can do everything, run, jump, shoot, all of that. I just hit the ground running. So like I said, I'm very confident in my skills and the progress I've made.
Now, take me through draft night. You get drafted. Did you know you were going to get traded?
I actually didn't know. So at first, when I saw my name get called, which was such a blessing, by the way, it was crazy. Like, I can't even describe the feeling, but I got a friend there that plays Jamal Murray. He plays for Denver, so I thought
Kentucky
at first,
Wildcat, yeah.
Yeah, I thought Jamal and I were going to be able to play together because we used to play together when we were younger on the national team, so that was pretty cool. But you know what? Orlando's a great spot, great organization, and I'm just grateful that they gave me this opportunity.
Justin Jackson joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, former Terp, now a member of the Orlando Magic, got drafted by the Denver Nuggets. But take us back to that feeling. You knew you were going to get drafted, but when the reality hit that, hey, going to the Denver Nuggets out of the University of Maryland, Justin Jackson, just describe the best you can that feeling, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. I really was speechless. I was with a lot of close friends and family. As soon as we heard my name, everybody went up into an uproar. It was actually very crazy. I was speechless. I didn't believe it. Like, it was like a dream come true. It was like big weight just got lifted off my shoulders, and I just got to keep working and keep striving, keep trying to progress.
Now, Justin, is it like in the NFL, the coach calls you like right when you're drafted? Did somebody from Denver call you right when you got drafted? And then when did you first hear from Orlando? Who let you know about the trade?
So my agent let me know about the trade. He was pretty much the one that was mediating everything. So I heard from him. But I was in contact with a few people from the Magic. You know, they let me know that I'm welcome to the organization and they can't wait to put in the work.
Yeah, I guess you didn't get two hats, though, like they did. Everybody got a hat and then another one after the trade. But you were drafted, as was Kevin Huerter, your teammate. You guys were part of the same class down in College Park. How often have you and Kevin talked since you became professional basketball players?
Kevin and I talk all the time. You know, that's, we became really close over those 2 years. Just like you said, we came in together. So we went through everything together. We faced new challenges together. So, I mean, Kevin's like my brother, so we talk all the time. I'm just so proud of him and, you know, everything he's done, all the work he's put in. I'm very proud of him and I'm happy for him.
Justin, what did Orlando say how they're going to use you?
You know, just use me to the best of my abilities. You know, they know I'm the type of player, the versatile player. I can knock down shots. I can cover different spots. So really just put me in positions to be successful.
Do you have a preference as far as what position you could really thrive in?
Not really, honestly. I feel like I can impact the game from any spot, so it really wouldn't matter to me. I'll just go out there and give 100% at all times.
Well, Justin,
so I play basketball.
We appreciate you joining us here. I know it's been a whirlwind for you the last few days, last, you know, few weeks, months, as a matter of fact, as your season came to an unfortunate end with the surgery, but you're getting closer to being cleared and being an NBA player. Congratulations on going to Orlando. Best of luck to you, and hopefully we'll be talking to you down the road when you become a superstar. Don't forget us, because we'll be asking for money and stuff, because we're not shy.
Thank you.
We don't care. Hey, Justin Jackson, we appreciate it. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, man, I appreciate it.
You got it.
Thanks for calling in.
Justin Jackson, former Terp, now of the Orlando Magic on the Ackerman Security Hotline. It's Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.